Ana Garcia is from Britain. Her husband Guillermo is Colombian, but they've chosen Central Florida as home to raise their young daughter.
Well, it's not just the weather. I mean, it's the whole life over here. It's a completely different way of living. People seem more polite, more laid back, more relaxed.
The Garcias like the area so much that Anna's parents back in Birmingham, England, have decided to start looking for their own home here. They'll rent it out while they're not using it on vacation, and eventually, after retirement, they'll move here full time. At least that's the plan. But it may depend on a new government proposal. The INS proposal is aimed at cutting the risk of terrorism, but Ana Garcia says it will cut a whole lot more than that.
My father's been working for the hospital for about 18 years now, and he gets 15 weeks. 15 weeks, you've got a vacation home over here. You're telling me that they're going to come over for 4 weeks instead of 15. How much do they have to pay in airfares to come here? No, it's ridiculous. It won't work. They'll lose a lot of people coming here, and they'll lose a lot of people buying over here if that happens.
Okay, well, here we are in a typical vacation home. This is actually one of our higher level homes, what we call our...
Janice Edwards-Diaz is Regional Sales Director for Resort Quest International, which manages about 500 vacation homes in the Orlando area. Most of their customers are Latin American, Canadian, or British. In fact, foreign business is so brisk here that the BBC is basing a new reality television series on Resort Quest's Orlando operation. Ms. Edwards-Diaz says limiting tourist visas would definitely hurt business, both in the rental and buyer's market.
We actually sell homes to people from overseas with the idea that once they purchase them through us, obviously we can then turn around and manage it for them so they can go back home with peace of mind.
Several trade groups, including the National Association of Home Builders, the Travel Industry Association of America, and American Hotel and Lodging Association, have met recently with INS officials, urging them to reconsider the proposed rule change. Gary Garzinski is the Home Builder Association's president.
Our economics department calculates that when you take into account their purchases, the tourist tax payments, et cetera, it means more than $1.6 billion in revenue to Central Florida.
And that's just Florida. The foreign home vacation market is also hot in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Language in the INS proposal does imply that there may be extensions available to foreigners who own homes in the United States, but Jim Olin, president and CEO of Resort Quest International, says implications aren't enough. If it's not spelled out clearly that foreign visitors can stay for longer than 30 days, many simply won't come.
When anybody leaves their home to go to a second home for an extended period of time, it's very difficult to make plans when you don't know exactly how long you can stay. The intent of the law is extremely well-crafted. We all understand why. We just got to see if there's a way to maybe have some greater flexibility on the front end to allow people to plan properly without hurting the Florida economy.
Not everyone's convinced a limit on tourist visas would do significant harm to the local economy. The University of Central Florida's Bill Weaver has studied real estate trends for more than 20 years.
I mean, if you're sitting in Europe and it's cold and it's wet and you want to go to Disney, and someone says, well, you used to go to Disney for 5 weeks, but now you can only go for 4 weeks. Are you going to stay in Europe where it's wet and cold, or are you going to come to Disney for 4 weeks instead of five? I don't think people's plans are going to change materially.
Professor Weaver says what builders and property managers like Resort Quest are really doing is using their massive lobbying force to protect their profit margins, which are higher in vacation homes than traditional housing. I'm Tanya Ott in Orlando.